We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Who was that call you had a minute ago? What was that?
Gary.
Oh, yeah, Gary.
Gary from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He said about the guy who called in earlier.
Yeah.
He said, anytime a liberal says, show me the numbers, that means that they don't have all the facts.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you. I got some texts, man. Let me catch up on some texts here. David from Athens, he says, he said, Phil, don't write in crayons. You need to draw pictures with crayons. You're right. I should. It's all in. You're right. David, thank you for squaring me away. That's David at Bucky's, by the way. Phil from Athens says, but the Democrats do not care about the deadline because they have no penalties for anything, and the Alabama Republicans up there are going to roll over and give them their way, mark my words. So I'll be honest with you, Phil from Athens, here's the thing. Biden's a presidential nominee. I do not want to give him any ammunition that says, well, we could take Trump off the ballot because look what they did to me in Alabama. Because the world of the low information voter out there would go, they did that in Alabama, and they wouldn't look at the facts. So I do not mind a bit if there's a process by which it can get fixed. Now, I don't want to just give it to him. Make him work. Make them do the thing they're supposed to do. Make them actually file the right paperwork or request the legislative process to work. Or, you know, how about this? Democrats in the House and Senate down in Montgomery, you're in session right now. Maybe you guys should be floating a bill. And the Republicans will help because they should. I think they should. And now, granted, Phil from Athens, I agree with you. On the one hand, I would love to see a little smack around here. But I just think it would bounce back on us. So let's just don't do it. Let's let the process work the way it's supposed to. And if they can fix it, if they don't fix it, well, okay, that's their fault. But don't let it be that, you know, we just blew it off. Mark from Athens says, Senator Williams, I think you're not reading the Biden admin's new rules on gun dealers. At gun shows, all, quote, dealers already do background checks. So who are they going after? The regular Joes outside and inside the gun show selling and trading guns, individual selling? Yeah, Mark, they are. Anybody at those gun shows who's dealing in things that they want to control, whether it be, you know, assault rifles or, you know, some automatic weapons or I don't know. But the bottom line is this. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're saying everybody right now at these gun shows who does not currently have to run things through a background check, but is selling something that might whether otherwise be controlled, is going to have to go through a background check. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. George from Huntsville says Biden's trying to make anyone selling a firearm be a licensed dealer with his rules. Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing, George. Marshall from Dubai says again, he says, after David Hogg runs his mouth about gun control, I won't listen to someone who doesn't know which end of the tube the round comes out of. He said, David wasn't there when the shooting took place. He was riding his bike heading to the school. The dude has the physique of a ferret on chemotherapy. Wow. And then he says, proud Right Side rocks. Thank you, brother. Dustin from Hillsborough says, I think we're arguing some of these issues incorrectly. We should tell the libs, if there's a list of who does and doesn't have weapons and dictator Trump gets elected, quote-unquote dictator, he wasn't calling it anyway, should there be a list of those who aren't armed? Sounds like the path of least resistance. They're worrying me with that one. Jeremy from Huntsville. You got somebody on the line? No, okay. Jeremy from Huntsville says, I have no problem with anyone getting a background check purchasing a firearm. If a criminal can get a firearm for a cheaper price from a dealer versus a street hustler, why wouldn't they? That's what's going to happen, Jeremy. He's going to shut down crime. It's these felons and domestic violence, you know, perpetrators that are going to get caught. No, they're not. They're going to go in the back alley, and they're going to trade a few bucks and a few hits, and they're going to get the firearm of choice. Anyway. Chris from Gadsden says, okay, thank you, Chris, for correcting my grammar. Anyway, Jimmy from Delrose, Tennessee says, Phil, please remind the listeners that the AR, as in AR-15, does not mean assault rifle. I agree. It's Armalite. Oh, he says that. It's Armalite rifle, which is the civilian name for the military M16. Yes, it is. The AR platform is the much vaunted from the Armalite, the original maker. Tony from Franklin, Tennessee says, remember the Japanese admiral, a gun behind every blade of grass. I don't know that I know that quote. but it's pretty apropos. In America, there is a gun behind every blade of grass. Yep, from my cold dead fingers. Glenn from Bluntsville. Oh, he's talking about the 30-round magazines I was talking about. He goes, just tape two magazines together upside down, one from another, and you're back to 20. Yes, indeed. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they are open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. I like to say from pediatric to geriatric, they'll see all of them. Southern Immediate Care is, by the way, who I use personally. And I mean that with all sincerity. I don't use them because they advertise. I was already using them, was so impressed with how friendly, courteous, how professional, how clean, every time I went in, that I thought I could brag on this. And so I just asked them, would you? And they said, yep, we'll advertise, because they're owned by a Right Side ruffian, it turns out. So yes, indeed, Southern Immediate Care. You need help even on a Saturday morning. You look them up, find the clinic nearest to you, head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. All right, listen, we might not get to Dipper number three for the day because Aaron from Huntsville is tiffed that we have had several comments about his call earlier. He's determined to call back in and give me some numbers that I just have to have. So, Aaron from Huntsville, hello again.
All right, what's up, Bill? We're back.
Yes, we are. All right, so what's your passion right now?
My passion is getting misrepresented, and I'm not a liberal, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a guy that has kids that go to school, and then all their kids' friends were forced to wear muzzles, and everybody was getting rich. All these politicians were getting rich during this time, so I got really pissed off. So I started looking at all of it, and so what I realized is that the DOD. Did you know the DOD merged with the FDA in 2018? Did you know that?
You called back with some numbers on the dollar signs, right?
Yeah. The dollar signs are getting there, but we got to get to the statement that the FDA became part of the DOD in 2018. Just so that you know, the DOD is where all the trillions go missing. Just like Rumsfeld in 2001 on September 10th, when $2.3 trillion was missing. You remember that? And the Pentagon got bombed because you were there. Is that right?
Are you doing a 9/11 conspiracy theory, or are you calling in about the economy?
No, I'm talking about money. We're talking about numbers.
Okay, but so far what you've done is you've tried to basically portray that that 9/11 was a conspiracy in order to cover up a loss of $2.3 trillion
in the DOD. No,
Let me ask you. Let me ask you this question, Aaron. Here's my question for you: are you better off right now than you were 3 years ago?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not worse.
Okay. Well, a while ago, you said that basically the economy that we were dealing with was not Biden's economy, that it was Trump's fault.
No, I said Biden looks good because Trump did so bad.
Okay. But then what you're doing is you're excusing the current administration, which, at this point, you look at the fact that housing starts are down, housing costs are up, energy sector has been trampled. Labor force participation rate is way off. The interest rates are at a 40-year high, and they're high because they're trying to cool the rate of inflation, which is at a 40-year high. So I'll ask you this again. Does bacon cost more or less than it did 3 years ago?
Well, Elon Musk made multiple billions of dollars. Jeff Bezos made multiple billions of dollars.
You're not answering my question, man. I'm asking you a simple question. The Biden economy, we're 3 years into the Biden administration. Are you better off under Biden, or were you better off under Trump?
It's progressively getting worse. It's been getting worse ever since 9/11.
Okay. I'm not going to go down.
So the numbers. Let's get to the numbers. The numbers. We'll talk about numbers.
Thank you. I think you called in with numbers, so let's go ahead and get that.
Okay. So the numbers are, just keeping in perspective that Rumsfeld stole $2.3 trillion. Okay, let's keep that in perspective. And then the FDA merged with the DOD, and then we had warp speed. And warp speed is when the DOD basically used the healthcare system to control all the people, right? And so all these policies were originated on the international level at the WHO, and it just kind of trickles down from there. Nobody, you said earlier that we had a forensics department in Alabama. Who conducted forensics on any of that stuff? So let's go to the numbers. So Trump did $8.4 trillion. Okay, that's like the number that everybody kind of accepts is $8.4 trillion. Biden's at what, like 12-point-something trillion? Okay, but yes, Biden's doing worse. But Biden is only doing what Trump did first.
Okay,
but Biden is copying Trump. So the next person.
But you also took the topic in a different direction. I'm not saying. No. I said earlier when you called in, I didn't say Trump was a spendthrift. I didn't. He spent beyond anything that I was comfortable with. My question to you though is the economy that we're in right now a Biden economy or is it a Trump economy? And we're 3 years into Biden, so I would argue that we're sitting here on Biden policies that are wrecking the economy right now.
Okay, well, I mean, Trump was able to actually put money in his pocket, paid directly from pharmaceutical companies. So I'd say that Trump's pretty happy about that, wouldn't you say?
Listen, Aaron, you have called back in and occupied my time right now to go down about five different conspiracy theories wrapped under the notion that what we have is an economy that is somehow related to Donald Rumsfeld faking 9/11 and the DOD merging with the FDA. And then you've got something about, Trump pocketed money and. Listen, the reality is, I think you need to spend a little less time wearing a tinfoil hat and recognize that there may be more going on that meets the eye. I am not averse to the idea there could be a conspiracy theorist out there, a theory out there that I might cotton to. There are quite a few, actually.
It's all on the internet. It's all plain sight.
Well, there's a lot of things on the internet, brother. I'm pretty sure if you look on the internet long enough, you'll find out that Elvis is alive and well and living in Blunt County, Alabama. But the reality is, you can't just sit there and say, I saw it on the internet, and therefore it must be true. Just listen. Aaron, come back to us. Thank you for the call. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look, I understand. I understand, and I have no inhibitions in saying that there are issues out there that we don't even know that if we knew would curl our hair, and that there are some things we can see just enough of to recognize that something is happening and we need to know more and we need to check it out. And then I also believe that there are shady things that happen every single day. But none of what we're talking about here on the show today is related to whether or not Donald Rumsfeld helped the DOD to fake 9/11 and to create a $2.3 trillion cover-up so that I guess the Area 51 aliens can, be allowed to march down Broad Street and everything is going to be, unicorns. And listen, the bottom line is this. Come off your tinfoil hat moment and recognize that you also got to go with what you know. If you find out some stuff and you need to work with it, find it out, but don't just try to call in and tell me, well, I saw it on the internet. Work with the issues. And the only question I was asking earlier that didn't get answered, well, sort of got answered. I'll give him credit. He sort of answered it. Are you better off right now than you were 3 years ago? And the answer is no. If you're being honest, the answer is no, it's not. Well, I tell you what, wow, bro, I burned some time on that one.
You did, but you still have a little bit of time.
I do. I'm going to take a few text messages before we... Oh, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron's not going to like these text messages, I can tell already. John from Lexington, South Carolina. I am friggin' stupid right now after that call. So, okay. JT, Lacey Springs. Can we have a jackassery sound effect for Aaron? I'm not going to do that to him. I'm not going to play the jackassery sound effect. By the way, I usually reserve jackassery for politicians who do stupid stuff. So, anyway. Joe from Indiana. Joe from Indiana. Is there some law preventing the Democrats from rescheduling their convention to get their paperwork in on time? Well, so here's the thing, Joe. The reality is it's probably going to be hard to change that because there's so many hotels and convention centers and everything's been laid on for the longest time. But they do have options, and they need to execute on those options. And the biggest option they've got and what they need to be doing, the Democrats, is they need to come down here with a bit of a oops kind of attitude and say, you know, we did not see that coming. Our bad. Here's what we'd like to ask you to accommodate us. Can the legislature please pass something? We'll be glad to make known that you helped us. And the Democrats in the legislature can get a little credit because they'll be the one sponsoring the bill. And the Republican House and Senate leadership will agree to get it passed. And it'll pass. But just lambasting us from afar, probably not the best way to go. That's like saying, you know, you're banging on the door demanding to be let in when the guy on the other side is just saying, if you'll just ask nicely. And it doesn't always work when you just bang on the door. Curtis from Gadsden, got a brand new texture there. Curtis from Gadsden, who also says Semper Fi, Desert Storm vet. Thank you for your service, sir. Says, never argue with a Democrat. It's like mud wrestling with a pig. You get muddy and the pig likes it. Nice. Pam from Locust Fort. Where'd it go? It says Chicago is a prime example of gun control. Yes, in fact, it is. I read a stat earlier that says in Chicago right now, which has the highest level of gun control, that it is, you have a 1 in 15 chance of getting shot in Chicago. Gary from Decatur, so much to think about this weekend. Not, that's what he says. So, yeah, man, give your brain a rest. This is all good. Jeff from Indiana, hey, Phil, you know you can't fix stupid. Don't even try. Okay. Lee from Huntsville, is it conspiracy day? The answer to your question is no. No one is better off due to inflation. Our money is worth less. Things cost more. That's all. Thank you. Bob from Madison says, that's a guy who needs to go to the hospital. And he didn't say what kind. Rita from Scottsboro says, Phil, I'm kind of surprised you don't know it's Trump's fault that the Democrats forgot all about the calendar. They're too busy watching Trump to see when he's next court next time. You are correct, Rita. It's always Trump. What was I thinking? And then Glenn from Bluntsville, one more time, he says, I need to learn how to say please and thank you.
Did you read John from Harvest?
Oh, did I miss that one?
He said, I support gun control properly defined, which is being able to hit what you're aiming at.
That's exactly right. Gun control is proper sight picture, breath control, and sight alignment. Yes, it is. Thank you, John from Harvest. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. Last break of the week, and I'll come right back and, yeah, see where we can go. I had a whole dipper, man. It got waylaid. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like making common sense like a superpower as we finish up this week. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be taking the lovely Charlene out to dinner tonight. It's a lovely night for the lovely Charlene to go out for dinner. And looking forward to that.
Where are y'all going?
I'm not going to say, okay. But it's going to be a nice place.
Oh, because she's listening.
Everybody's listening. Alan from Hartsville's on line one. Let me grab that real quick. Alan, how you doing?
I'm upright and breathing, Phil.
Yes, you are. How about it?
1968, a lot of people don't remember it, but I do well. When the protest at the Democratic Convention in 68 here in Vietnam, how did the Mayor Daley put a stop to it? This new mayor that's in Chicago now, how's he going to handle it? Because I guarantee this is going to happen. But anytime you see Trump going into some place like Atlanta, Chick-fil-A, I saw that on the news, they're welcoming. Anytime Biden has something, it hits the fan. So I'm going to ask you a question. How do you think they're going to handle it? Because it's going to happen.
When you say how they're going to handle it, what do you mean how they're going to handle what? When Trump gets elected?
The protests and the marches and the riots and all that stuff. It's going to happen in Chicago again.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how they're going to handle it this time. Daley put a stop to it in Chicago.
Well, Daley did put a stop to it. And if you remember, too, looking back, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up Times Square and cleaned up New York City and made it a place that was, you know, the light of the crossroads of the world again. And right now, I don't think I'd want a vacation in New York. I mean, I love New York City. I don't want to go there. But, yeah, go ahead.
The gun control is a joke. I called in earlier about that. But anyhow, this thing in Chicago, are they going to completely burn it down this time? I'm just, you know, I have to guess, just wait and see. But I don't know what's going to happen. Unless something changes pretty quick, this country's in one heck of a mess Yeah. And I don't see it getting no better unless somebody puts a stop to it.
Well, and, you know, I look back, too. I know you're not wrong, man. It's not just you. Remember when they had all the whole summer of love with Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesting and burning whole city blocks? And out in, was it Portland or Seattle, Trump sent in federal forces to help guard the federal courthouse, but he, by law, couldn't do much else than that. But he kept saying, get your community in order, or I will send somebody in to do it for you. And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do a thing. They had those whole occupied zones. Remember that, where they were just lawless and they occupied whole city blocks and wouldn't let the police in? It was nuts.
That was Seattle.
Yeah, it was Seattle, wasn't it?
And I've been to Seattle. Seattle was used to be a pretty place to visit, but there's no way I go there back there again.
As far as I'm concerned,
New York, yeah, they can have it. I don't want no part of New York.
Yeah, some of the most beautiful cities in the nation are having major troubles. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Chicago being one, New York City, and all of, I've visited several of those, and listen, they are still, the potential is still there, but they're going to have to change their local policies. Alan, thank you, brother. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, bud.
All right, we'll see you. Mike from Muscle Shoals texted in. He says, Phil, there's an old expression that has served me well. Ignore those who end their sentences with, right? Yes. Duff from Huntsville says, if Biden wins this election with a platform of abortion and global warming rather than the economy and immigration, I will definitely be wearing a tinfoil hat. We all should at that point. Duff, I'm praying, brother. I'm praying. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. Ignorance can be fixed. Stupid is forever. There you go. Bob from Madison says, where do people get that crap? Hope they can't get guns. it's just something else. You know, I had a whole dipper here, by the way. It's a fun one. We're going to do it next week. How to speak woke. I actually keep it right. I show big. I'm going to pull down. I got it in the drawer right here. I've actually got a woke glossary. The Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Glossary of Terms. We're going to do this next week. Like, I'm going to just picture, like, okay, let's see here. Big Rig, pick a letter between, let's go ahead and make it easy. Well, no, I was going to say between A and D, just to make it easy to flip to, because it's just like 40 pages here.
R.
You want me to go to R. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find something in R. R just for you. L-M-N...
You got 1 minute.
Thank you very much. You picked the one at the end of the alphabet. Okay, hang on a second. R. Let's find a good one. Well, they got refencing. Refencing is a cognitive process for protecting stereotypes by explaining evidences and examples to the contrary as an isolated exception. I don't even know what that means. How about racial profiling or racial equity or racism or the rainbow flag? Oh, yes. Let's pick another letter real quick.
A.
A. Oh, thank you. I'm at the beginning. How about acculturation? Acculturation is the general phenomenon of a person's learning the nuances of or being initiated into a culture. It may also carry a negative connotation when referring to an attempt by a dominant culture to acculturate members of other cultural groups into the dominant culture in an assimilation fashion.
Who wrote this?
This one... I don't even know. This is put out by a university in California. We're going to do this next week.
Of course it came from California.
Too much fun. All right, you guys have an amazing weekend. We will see you Monday.